All right, going to be a really nice day around here. We expect to see that temperature up near 60 degrees. Springtime has arrived. All right, every Monday morning around this time, we highlight a Michigan organization or company, and we've talked about manufacturers and clothing makers and food makers and brewers as well. Joining us right now to talk a little bit about the latest offering from the Shorts Brewing Company in Bel Air and Elk Rapids is the CEO of Shorts, Scott Newman Bale. Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us this morning. This is really exciting. I want you to tell us all about the new version of Soft Parade. Soft Parade is probably the best-known Shorts beer, known for its fruity overtones. And now you've got a double Soft Parade. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I mean, this is the second time we've done this product. We originally did it back in 2007. And it's created a kind of a folklore because, you know, a lot of speculation that this is the original Soft Parade, but it's kind of a cool story with how everyone thinks that this is something going back to the original, but really it's just the second time we've ever done it. So, but a very exciting project.
Well, tell us about Soft Parade and about Double Soft Parade, what makes it special and why you've decided to do this now.
Yeah, so Soft Parade is, you know, when we originally opened our pub in Bel Air, we couldn't have, we could only serve our own products. We couldn't make wine at the time. And we were trying to, or Joe was trying to make a product that would appeal to wine drinkers and kind of cross that gap. So he tried to go with a fruit heavy beer, but it unlike a lot of other fruit beers, it's made with real fruit and it actually fairly dry, so it's not an overly sweet like a lot of fruit beers. So it's kind of a unique concept, especially at the time, back when craft beer was just getting going. So
and so the double Soft Parade just adds that much more fruit to it, right?
Yep, so it's double the amount of fruit, so it's the alcohol isn't double that number, but it's higher for sure. It's a couple of percent higher. We haven't finish the brewing yet to have the final ABV, but it will be probably about 9 to 10%, is my guess.
How long is it going to be available? How widely will this be available? And why put it out now? What's the reasoning?
Well, we put it out. It's only in the state of Michigan. We put it out to try and help some of our independent stores and our reopening on premise. It's only for smaller stores is the intent, to just try and help them. As we know, a lot of our larger stores, the chain stores, have actually had a pretty good year. A lot of people going to the stores and hasn't been a bad year for them. But a lot of other people are struggling. So that was kind of the intent of it. Then it will be released in a couple of weeks and it will go quickly. I haven't seen as much hype and speculation over beer in a long time, so I'm guessing it's going to move relatively quickly on this one. So
why all the hype and speculation? I mean, obviously this was really well received when you did it before. I mean, people are very excited about this, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and I think it's just, again, the speculation and the history of it is that, you know, people think that it's kind of like one of those stories that people have been telling, because originally everyone's like, well, Soft Parade used to be 15% and now it's half the amount because we water it down. That's never been the case. We used to think it was about 8% back when we first started, and we didn't have, to be honest, sophisticated equipment to test alcohol percentage. So after we did all of that and we corrected our ABV and everyone's kind of assume we changed the recipe when we did it, and then the number that people originally remember has gone up from 8% to 9% to 10% to 15%. So I think there's kind of this again, a storytelling behind it that, to be honest, is the reason we haven't done it for so long. It took us a long time. When we did it in 2007, most of the comments were like, I loved it when it used to taste like this, even though we had never done it like that before.
Isn't that great? I love folklore like that. Even even for something that's fairly recent. That's amazing. We're talking with Scott Newmanvale, CEO of Shorts Brewing Company, a great Michigan company. You mentioned that you're doing this to help some of your local independent retailers who've had a really hard year. What's this year been like for Shorts? What are some of the challenges that you faced during the pandemic?
I mean, like everyone, it's been an interesting year. I mean, we do have a very large operation in Bel Air in the retail level, which has either been closed or significantly reduced. We're still at 20% capacity right now because we have 500 seats at our place and we're capped at 100. So we've been mostly at 20% for the year, which obviously doesn't help. But we've pivoted. We've got a lot of to-go delivery. Our town has an outdoor area called Kegger Campground that people can buy food from local vendors and go over there and eat and drink. And what's interesting in Bel Air is we own a fairly large amount of the real estate in downtown Bel Air. So we were luckily enough able to work with our local companies who are based there and help them with their rent and subsidize their rent. And overall, we've taken a very holistic approach and looks like so far so good. It looks like we're going to get through with our town still at 100% occupancy almost. So,
boy, that's
so it's been a rough year, but a productive one, and we're doing okay. We're not lighting the world on fire, but we're surviving and we're doing okay, which is a win for this time.
Well, you've got to have some optimism looking ahead to the summer months. A lot of beer tourists are going to be heading up to Bel Air, I'm sure. And, as we get further and further into, vaccinations and people getting out and about, that's only going to help things, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think I'm starting to see that too. I've been optimistic that when we get vaccinations going that we will be in a really good spot, but I think that's growing every week where with the speed of the operation now increasing, we're starting to see more and more confidence. So the summer is definitely going to be an interesting one. If we can get even relatively close to, normal, I use that word, but relatively close to some sort of normality, then yeah, it could be a really good summer for a lot of people as well. A lot of pent-up demand, for sure. A lot of us need to get out.
No doubt about it. Hey, how can people, Scott, find out where they can get the Double Soft Parade when it's out? When will it be out, by the way, and how can you direct people to maybe at least a fighting chance to get their hands on a six-pack?
Yeah, all of the release dates and everything, everything's going to be on our website, shortsbrewing.com. We can, if anyone emails us, there's a contact on there. We have reps in the round who help people find it as well. And check with your local independent store too. Just if you got a good beer store locally to you, go and ask them. That's probably the number one way, is just say, hey, there's this product coming out. Can you make sure you reserve me a six pack? And a lot of them will do that. So.
Yeah. We got one right across the street from the radio station. We'll head over there a little bit later on. Scott, really appreciate your time this morning. Continued success to Shorts. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.